This hour brought to you by GCNLife.com. Eliminate bags under your eyes in minutes with Instantly Ageless from GCNLife.com.
USA Radio News with Robin Walensky.
Breaking news as President Trump issues an executive order granting Attorney General Bill Barr authority to declassify documents related to spying on the 2016 Trump presidential campaign. The president wants to make sure all Americans learn the truth as to what went on during the last election cycle. The war of words escalates between Nancy Pelosi and President Trump. She says she's praying for him, and he calls her crazy. Listen.
So I walked into the cabinet room. You had the group, crying Chuck, crazy Nancy. I tell you what, I've been watching her, and I have been watching her for a long period of time. She's not the same person. She's lost it.
I pray for the President of the United States. I wish that his family or his administration or his staff would have an intervention for the good of the country.
You're listening to USA Radio News.
Lou Manfredini here, and this House Smarts Minute is brought to you by Home Advisor, helping homeowners find and hire the right pro for their projects. When vents become clogged or fans stop working, summer heat and humidity become trapped in your attic. This can cause your air conditioner to work harder, damage your roof shingles by overheating, and cause mold and mildew to form in the attic. The best way to clean them is with blasts of compressed air to blow away dust, dirt, and any loose insulation. More information at HouseSmartsTV.com. And now this.
Guess what? Right now is the perfect time to tackle those home projects you've been putting off. So come summertime, you can just sit back and relax. Home Advisor can help get you started. Home Advisor matches you to the right pro for the job in seconds. You can read reviews and even book appointments online. Home Advisor can help with any home project, big or small, painting, plumbing, even remodeling. Find a great pro now before the busy season hits. Go to HomeAdvisor.com or download the free app.
Home Advisor.
Missouri officials continuing to assess damage in the state capital of Jefferson City from Wednesday night's EF3 tornado. The Capitol building and the governor's mansion survived unscathed, but hard hit and damaged by the huge tornado were the Missouri Employment Security Building and the Missouri Career Center. Meanwhile, there was severe damage in Oklahoma as well. There, Governor Kevin Stitt says a lot of roadways are still closed today because of the damage.
We currently have 35 to 40 highways closed due to flooding at various locations throughout not only northern Oklahoma, northeastern Oklahoma, eastern Oklahoma, but some areas also in the south that are still underwater from the May storms.
Severe weather is expected to remain a threat in that region and even in the east through the holiday weekend. And this is USA Radio News.
Rocket to stardom with the savings at Kohl's. Save on Elton John Rocket Man tees, only $14.99. Pick up family swimwear under $19.99. And beach towels are just $9.99. Plus, take $10 off your purchase of $25 or more. Plus, get $5 Kohl's cash for every $25 spent. Kohl's. See Rocket Man in theaters May 31st, rated R. Select styles, $10 offer valid May 23rd through 27th with promo code SERVICE 10. Some exclusions apply. See store or Kohl's.com for details.
Distorted videos of House Speaker Nancy Pelosi have been spreading on social media. A video is from the California Democrat's speech on Wednesday at the Center for American Progress, and in it she claims that President Trump's engaging in a cover-up by refusing to cooperate with congressional investigations, but they've determined that the videos have been doctored, altered to make her sound like she's slurring her words. The video is spreading rapidly on conservative websites. The origin of the video is not known. A serial killer is dead after being executed in Florida last night. Bobby Joe Long spent more than 30 years on death row for 1980s crimes. Police were initially baffled in March of 84 when the first victim was discovered. Nine more victims followed, and the break in the case came when Lisa McVeigh was able to escape and tell police who was responsible. And SpaceX is celebrating the successful launch of its heaviest payload ever, the private space company launching a rocket filled with 60 Starlink satellites. It's the first of many such launches as SpaceX is planning to put nearly 12,000 of those Starlink satellites about the world to create, or around the world, or above the world, I should say, to create an interconnected network to beam high-speed internet to people who need it. And for USA Radio News, I'm Chris Barnes.
This message is sponsored by AmeriGlide, featuring the nation's best prices on a home stairlift. Are you having a difficult time getting around your home? Do you avoid going up and down the stairs? Have you even considered moving from your lifelong home just to avoid the stairs? Forget about moving and call AmeriGlide and learn how an easy-to-install stairlift is the perfect solution to help you get your freedom back. Plus, we guarantee the nation's best prices. Make this free call today to learn more. No sales visits are necessary. We can help you over the phone. Now you can stay in the home you've been in for decades. Please do yourself or your loved one a favor. Make this simple two-minute call right now. Get the lowest price on a stair lift anywhere. Here's the number. 800-296-1434. 800-296-1434. 800-296-1434. That's 800-296-1434.
America back on track. Bill Martinez live.
That's what we do here, and thank you for joining in on The Good Fight. We're back with you 6 minutes after the top of the hour. I am Bill Martinez, and we've got best-selling author, strategist, CNN commentator, retired U.S. Army Lieutenant Colonel. He is back with us. It's been too long since we've had a conversation, but he's got a new book, so that's a good reason for us to get back together. His new book, Darkness at Chancellorsville. Colonel, welcome to the show. Good to have you back with us. How are you doing, sir?
Well, I'm doing great. Always good on speaking with you. And just one small correction. I'm not officially a CNN analyst. I want to maintain complete independence at this point in my life.
Okay, very good.
So I can do shows like yours and say what I want.
Well, thank you very much. That's what we enjoy about this show, Colonel, to be honest with you. We're independent. And, you know, so many of our guests will come on and say, you can ask questions, you can talk like that. And I go, well, we're not beholden to anybody or some big, you know, enterprise that tells you what you're supposed to say in pursuit of the truth. As you know, Colonel, sometimes you have to go where the fearful are afraid to travel. And it can get you in some tough spots sometimes.
Sometimes the truth is not what you want to hear.
Nope, exactly. Well, before we get into your book, this is for me, it's always a hallowed weekend. You know, I was just watching a news clip, and they were talking about, holiday parties and all this stuff. And it kind of grieves me, and I don't know if you feel the same way, but to me, Memorial Weekend, I don't want people to lose the significance of what I believe is a hallowed time for our country, and one that would cause us to pause, pray, and bow our heads to those that gave the ultimate price for our freedoms.
Well, I certainly would like people to take a reverent attitude toward the sacrifices of our men and women in uniform and the sacrifices our country overall has made over centuries.
Mm-hmm.
But, I've come around as a former enlisted man and officer myself, 22 years in the U.S. Army. I used to feel a little bitterness about Memorial Day and just the barbecues and the partying. But over the years, I've softened.
Mm-hmm.
And I look at it now and think, you know what, America? Enjoy your hot dogs.
Right.
Enjoy your grilled ribs. Enjoy your beer and your tailgating. Courtesy of the men and women who died for that.
Right. Exactly. Sponsored by. No, I agree. I also, encourage people to reconnect on days like, on these incredible days, whether it's Memorial Day or Veterans Day, 4th of July. I think it's a good reason to do something that on the 4th of July, Charles Krauthammer would do. And he'd have people, in his backyard barbecue, and they would read the U.S. Constitution.
That's great. And Charles is missed by many people.
Yes.
He truly is.
Right.
But I wish I mean, you shouldn't be able to get a driver's license unless you have read the Constitution and can prove it.
Mm-hmm.
And that troubles me deeply, Bill, because, you know, in these polarized times, in these angry years, so many people will reference the Constitution, and it's evident that they haven't read it.
Right.
And it's not terribly long, as you know. I'm sure you've read it many times.
Yes.
And it's amazingly well-written and clear.
Mm-hmm.
And I, you know, I just believe that if you adhere to the Constitution and loyally support it, you cannot go wrong.
Right, exactly. Well, our founding fathers did not make it complicated. It's, you know, today's pundits that would want to suggest that the, well, they've more than suggested, they've flat out, you know, have spat it out to say that, you know, it's elastic. I'm a contextualist. I'm an originalist. I believe the founding fathers meant what they said. And I look back on history, Colonel, and when we are faithful to the Constitution, it seems to pretty much go well for us. It's when we violate it that we get ourselves in trouble, I think.
Yeah, indeed. And, you know, words do have specific meanings. And you can't say, well, no, they meant something else.
Mm-hmm.
The words mean what they say.
Right.
And the clarity of the Constitution and the great issues and the major issues is simply astonishing.
Mm-hmm.
But, you know, as an officer and as a soldier, yeah, I took an oath to the Constitution.
Mm-hmm.
And that's where my loyalty is. It's certainly not to either political party.
Right.
It's not to an individual. It's to this magnificent Constitution with which we have been blessed.
Mm-hmm.
And, you know, we say we're fighting for the flag, but what we really are fighting for when we must fight is the Constitution.
Yeah.
That has given us a system that is, however imperfect, only God is perfect,
mm-hmm.
however imperfect it may be, it is better than any system I have encountered today
right.
or throughout history. It has given the most opportunity to the most people. It has enriched us. It has enriched the world. It has saved the world.
Mm-hmm.
So don't, my feeling is, mess with whatever you want.
Right.
Don't mess with the Constitution.
Amen. And you know, like you and so many of us who have served the country, that oath, you know, is so ingrained in our very souls and spirits, and it's on our hearts. And this is why the flag is a symbol of the Constitution, the symbol of all that Memorial Day represents, the symbol of all those that have served the country, that it represents, this American dream. And as you say, Colonel, so eloquently, is that I don't know of anything better. And when you consider, I mean, this side of heaven, I don't know of anything better. It wasn't like the founding fathers said, hey, let's cut copy-paste from all these different countries and we're going to put this idea together. I mean, even George Washington, our first president of the United States, acknowledged that, it, you know, but for the divine hand of God himself on this, we wouldn't be participating in this great American experiment 240-some years later.
And you just use a key phrase, it's a great American experiment.
Mm.
I always tell people, there's not a goalpost. We don't get to a point and get to spike the football.
Right.
Rather, this dynamic country is an ongoing argument about how human beings can best self-govern. And it's a good argument. It gets
exactly.
vociferous at times, it gets angry, but it's a vital argument. And so, you know, we'll never fully resolve the human dilemma.
Mm-hmm.
That's not how human beings are wired. That's not how we were created. But again, from all I have seen, we have it so good. And to me, my real beef today is that we're an ungrateful nation.
Mm-hmm.
We have so much. And of course, as you know very well, the mass media are part of making us feel unsettled or unhappy.
Right.
I mean, to me, Facebook is evil.
Mm-hmm.
But overall, we're told on a daily basis how bad things are when things, for most Americans, there are always people who are left behind. But for most Americans, things are astonishingly good. And, you know, if you stop to think, you know, I'm 67 years old. I remember segregation, de facto and de jure. I remember polio. I remember so much. We've come so far, and we must thank the Lord and the Constitution.
You know, Colonel, you know, I agree in part that Facebook is very dangerous. These social entities are really scary to me. And we just interviewed a director of trust and safety for Facebook, and there are some things that work in a very benevolent sort of way. It's just that we've got to, I think, be more vigilant about these forms of communication and what we can do to make them and monitor them in such a way that they actually do no harm. But right now, they've been running pretty reckless, no doubt. I agree. We've got more from Colonel Peters after this. Stay with us. I'm Bill Martinez. We are live.
The final phase of extermination is set to commence now. And as population die-off becomes evident, you know it is the time of punishment in all that is written. The cover for mass die-off is evolution and global warming frauds, also used as false proof of their Christ. They are from the lines that were disinherited 2,000 years ago. Now they claim to be his Christ based upon blood type, DNA, and long lifespan. Go to unveilingthem.com. That's UNVEILINGthem.com.
Let me ask you something. What are you doing when you put money in a 401k or IRA, or store jumper cables in your vehicle, or purchase health insurance? You're preparing. You're preparing to ensure you have enough money for retirement. You're preparing for when your car battery dies, or to have assistance paying a major unexpected medical bill. That all makes sense. The same goes for building a food storage plan. You're preparing for when emergencies or disasters strike and shelves go empty at your grocery store. The best way to prepare is with My Patriot Supply. They've helped a million hardworking Americans become more self-sufficient. My Patriot Supply sells hundreds of items, including dozens of emergency food kits, at MyPatriotSupply.com. It could be an earthquake, a cyber attack freezing our banking system, or a disaster that shuts down our power grid for weeks. For all these emergencies and more, get your supplies and prepare today at MyPatriotSupply.com. No more rushing to find empty store shelves because you're too late. Do it now so you're ready. MyPatriotSupply.com.
Fellow Patriots, my name is Todd Savage, founder of BlackRifleRealEstate.com. Like you, I was a prisoner of the alt-left sanctuary state until one day I chose to lead my family to freedom. Today we live on a sustainable 20-acre homestead where we shoot, hunt, garden, and homeschool our children without the tyranny of the nanny state looking over us. If you're ready to flee the city to the freedom of Idaho or Montana, our Black Rifle Real Estate team is here to help. Go to BlackRifleRealEstate.com. That's BlackRifleRealEstate.com.
The great thing about facts, they're proven. Like the fact that crude oil contains impurities. Or that base oil made from natural gas is 99.5% free of impurities. And the fact that Pennzoil is the first synthetic motor oil made from natural gas, not crude oil. It gives you unbeatable engine protection. The proof is in the Pennzoil. Based on Sequence 4A wear test using SAE 5W30. Get a $100 travel reward credit with a full synthetic oil change through October 31st, 2019. Terms apply. Visit Pennzoil.com/travel on.
Your car's engine deals with pressures that can cause intense friction that can
waste up to 10% of engine performance.
Power up with Castrol Edge with fluid titanium technology. It's 3 times stronger than leading oils against viscosity breakdown. Buy 5 quarts of Castrol Edge and a Purolator Boss filter for $32.99 at Advance or participating CarQuest auto parts stores. 3 times stronger based on Kurt Orban test. 5W30 is great.
If Ernest Hemingway was alive today, would he say this to you?
Shakespeare, Mark Twain, Edgar Allan Poe, all great writers. And after reading your book, I simply must add you to the list.
Wait, you don't have a book yet. So make a free call to Page Publishing. Their expert staff can help you turn your book idea into a real book, a masterpiece that could someday make the bestseller list in hard copy and digitally all across the world. Page Publishing can help you completely take your idea for a book, write it, and publish it. So if you want to join the ranks of some of the most famous authors in the world, call now for a free information kit. Turn your book idea into publishing gold. Make a free call right now to Page Publishing.
800-596-2154. 800-596-2154. 800-596-2154. That's 800-596-2154.
Perhaps we can arrange a meeting.
Your opinion really does matter.
A new age has begun.
Bill Martinez live, without a doubt.
Independent, just the way you like to hear from us, Monday through Friday, 9 to noon Eastern, 6 to 9 Pacific. For more information, go to BillMartinezLive.com. We've got best-selling author, strategist, independent commentator, and retired U.S. Army Lieutenant Colonel Ralph Peters continues with us. Ralph, let's talk about the new book, Darkness at Chancellorsville. What was it that drew you to the story as a historian, especially when it comes to military feats? There had to be something special about this story, and I like that also I might add the way you brought out some insight about how this is appropriate even in today's history.
Yeah, indeed. Chancellorsville, I mean, the entire Civil War is relevant.
Mm-hmm.
The arguments go on to a great and a tragic degree. But the Battle of Chancellorsville, it reaches me on multiple levels. I mean, I've been studying the Civil War since childhood. It's been a lifelong avocation. I've written extensively about it. And Chancellorsville, like the Civil War itself, has been the subject of a lot of myth-making. And even people that think they know what happened often don't. And it's really, that particular battle was a particular microcosm of the United States in the 1860s and its problems, many of which echo today.
Right.
You know, obviously the issue of states' rights versus centralized federal rights and all that. But one thing people don't think about much is the immigration issue. Some people are well aware that there was prejudice against the Irish, but there was also great prejudice against German immigrants.
Mm.
And it was tragic because these German immigrants that came over in the 1850s were primarily refugees from the freedom struggle in Europe, the failed revolution of 1848. And they fall in love with their new country. And by the Civil War, when the Civil War rolls around, they're men in their mid to late 20s and their 30s. They're settled with occupations. And wars are fought primarily by 18 or 19-year-old lean young men.
Mm-hmm.
But these are family fathers who volunteer to fight for, to preserve the Union, to fight for their country. They really believe in it.
Yeah.
But
it's amazing too, because what do they know? I mean, how long have they been in the country to know enough to put their lives on the line like this?
Yeah. Well, they know that a policeman's knock won't come in the door at midnight without reason.
Mm.
They know they can't be locked up arbitrarily. They believe in human freedom. They're real idealists.
Right.
And yet, they're looked down upon by the native-born elite. And at Chancellorsville, there's a corps, the 11th Corps, the smallest in the Union Army. It's half German-speaking. And they are put out on an exposed flank. And they spend the better part of a day trying to warn the senior generals that the Confederates are making a flank march at Stonewall Jackson. They don't know that.
Right.
The Confederates are going around the flank. They're going to hit them. And the senior generals, their corps commander, Howard, Oliver Otis Howard, Joe Hooker, the Army of the Potomac commander, won't let them move. And as a result, when Stonewall Jackson sweeps in just at the beginning of twilight, the end of the afternoon, overall the Confederates are outnumbered, but at the point of contact, he's got them outnumbered 6 or 7 to 1. They fight valiantly, but they can't hold against those numbers.
Right.
And when Hooker screws up the battle entirely, the Germans get blamed. You blame the immigrants.
Mm-hmm.
So there's so many sides to it. There's Stonewall Jackson, obviously, is mortally wounded at Chancellorsville.
Right.
And I try very hard to capture him in the new book, Darkness at Chancellorsville. But he's enigmatic. He's a man who's a devout Presbyterian, absolutely devout.
Mm-hmm.
But on the battlefield, he's a killer. He, in the beginning of the war, he didn't want to take prisoners. He suggested the Confederacy should just kill every man they get in the Union blue, make war so horrible it would stop. Of course, that idea was shot down. He could be very tender-hearted with individuals, with children. And now, you know, we want to tear his statues down, but people don't do their homework. Stonewall Jackson, as tough as he was on the battlefield, as brilliant as he was as a soldier, in the 1850s, when he was a professor at the Virginia Military Institute in Lexington, Virginia, before he was Stonewall Jackson, he was just Tom Jackson.
Mm-hmm.
He defied his neighbors to open a Sunday school for slaves and free blacks. He broke Virginia law to teach blacks to read. But when the war came, Jackson, like Lee and Hampton and Early, many people who thought secession was a terrible idea, they felt compelled to defend their own states, because in the 1860s, our country was very different. In the North, there was a sense of national identity,
mm-hmm.
not Massachusetts or Pennsylvania as much as American.
Right.
But in the South, it was still feudal, barbarian, aristocratic. And the first identity was to be a Mississippian or a Virginian or a Carolinian.
Right.
And so when war comes, people go with their states. And it's a terrible decision for many of them. They felt they had no choice. They couldn't fight against their families. So one of the many reasons I wrote Darkness at Chancellorsville, and I wanted it to be an exciting read so people can learn the history in an exciting way.
Right.
But one reason is that so much is misunderstood. We speak about the Civil War. We don't know what we're talking about much of the time, too much of the time. And so I'm trying to give people an enjoyable, exciting way to learn very accurate history.
Well, and that is so key because our history has been rewritten. The limited perspective, as you say, too many things are reported about the Civil War that clearly demonstrates their ignorance. You know, when you consider all the people, you know, the lives that were lost during the Civil War, for what? You know, to free the slaves. And, you know, and to me, as one person was talking to me, he said, you know, Black America is demanding reparations. And I said, well, who's going to pay for the, you know, the hundreds of thousands of white people's lives that died during the Civil War to free Black America?
Well, as a matter of fact, my own Civil War ancestor, Joseph Allendick, a German immigrant, he died of disease, like most soldiers who died, wearing a blue Union coat because he believed in human freedom.
Yes.
And, yeah, we don't know the history, but I also tell people that something that's very important. We need to put history back in the schools, serious, objective history.
Right.
Not left-wing history, which we often get now, not right-wing history, but objective history.
Exactly.
If I write a book like Darkness at Chancellorsville, my purpose is not to judge those people. My purpose is to try to understand them, North and South. I'm a born Yankee, but when I'm writing about the South, I have to try to understand their mentality, what they sincerely believed. And then if I present it honestly and fairly, the reader can draw his or her own conclusions. But an author who writes polemics in the form of history does a real disservice.
Right.
Present people with the facts and let them make up their own minds.
Well, I think this is one of the biggest sins of modern-day journalism has been the abandonment of their reason to exist, to document history. The reason that these newspapers across the country are losing circulation is because of the the romance of fake news and the kind of modern day journalism, to me, which has obliterated what journalism is all about and the tradition and the reason why our founding fathers fought and argued over a free press.
Yeah, and that's a very important point. And the First Amendment is the First Amendment for a reason. It's not the Second, Third, Fourth, Fifth, or Sixth, or Seventh, or so on. It's the First Amendment. But, you know, another interesting thing about the Civil War is when you really go back and study it, there was plenty of fake news then. Reporters are trying to get scoops. Sometimes they just make things up. They report prematurely. The tenor of the press, the personal attacks could be even more savage than they are today. So this American experiment, as you call it, is going to continue, and we're going to do fine. Tough times, but I have great faith in this greatest of nations.
I'm right with you. The book, Darkness at Chancellorsville, available at all the usual places. It'll be linked on our website at BillMartinezLive.com. Ralph, final takeaway. We've got about 30 seconds. What do you want the reader to get from this?
A sense of the enormous sacrifices our ancestors made so that this country could be one nation, indivisible, under God.
Amen. A perfect sentiment as we share a very hallowed day, I believe, and a hallowed weekend. A Memorial Day may be a safe one and a blessed one for all Americans. Ralph Peters, I'm Bill Martinez Live. Thank you, Ralph. Appreciate it.
Thank you, Bill.
This message is sponsored by AmeriGlide, featuring the nation's best prices on a home stairlift. Are you having a difficult time getting around your home? Do you avoid going up and down the stairs? Have you even considered moving from your lifelong home just to avoid the stairs? Forget about moving and call AmeriGlide and learn how an easy-to-install stairlift is the perfect solution to help you get your freedom back. Plus, we guarantee the nation's best prices. Make this free call today to learn more. No sales visits are necessary. We can help
help you over the phone. Now you can stay in the home you've been in for decades. Please do yourself or your loved one a favor. Make this simple 2-minute call right now. Get the lowest price on a stair lift anywhere. Here's the number. 800-296-1434. 800-296-1434. 800-296-1434. That's 800-296-1434.
USA Radio News with Robin Walensky.
Breaking news as President Trump issues an executive order granting Attorney General Bill Barr authority to declassify documents related to spying on the 2016 Trump presidential campaign. The president wants to make sure all Americans learn the truth as to what went on during the last election cycle. The war of words escalates between Nancy Pelosi and President Trump. She says she's praying for him, and he calls her crazy. Listen.
So I walked into the cabinet room. You had the group, Crying Chuck, Crazy Nancy. I tell you what, I've been watching her, and I have been watching her for a long period of time. She's not the same person. She's lost it.
I pray for the President of the United States. I wish that his family or his administration or his staff would have an intervention for the good of the country.
You're listening to USA Radio News.
Lou Manfredini here, and this House Smarts Minute is brought to you by Home Advisor, helping homeowners find and hire the right pro for their projects. If you haven't already, make sure to flip the switch on your ceiling fan. If those blades are tilted downward, cool air is being pulled from the ground, making it difficult to maintain a comfortable temperature. Also remember to turn that fan off if you're not in the room, as they technically don't cool the room itself, just the individual. For more information, go to HouseSmartsRadio.com. And now this.
I'm pretty handy around the house, but now that I have kids, I don't want to spend my Saturday installing a toilet or fixing an air conditioner. But thankfully, there's Home Advisor. Home Advisor helps me find the best home pros in my area to handle any kind of project. You can read reviews of the pros, check their availability, and even book appointments online. And what my wife loves most is that Home Advisor is completely free to use.
Go to HomeAdvisor.com or download the free app to get started.
Home Advisor.
Life, liberty, and the pursuit of happiness. What more could you want?
Hey, I want to dedicate that song to Nancy Pelosi and Chuck Schumer and Adam Schiff and all the gang over there. A little bit of joy, huh? A little bit of joy for them. Maybe we can might contribute positively to help us get this country back on track. Hey, good to have you back with us 28 minutes before the top of the hour. Charles Coleman Jr. is going to be joining us in just a moment, civil rights attorney and activist. And what we're going to be talking about is the Black Superhero Project, 10 acts of service on behalf of CFC 40 Inc., to initiate a ripple effect of change. Charles, welcome to the show. Good to have you with us. How are you doing, sir?
Good afternoon, Bill. So glad to be here. Thanks for having me. Really excited to be on the show.
Well, what you're doing here is a blessing to so many. 10 cities, 10 service projects, a ripple effect of change. I love this, Charles. This is awesome. Share with our audience the vision of the Black Superhero Project.
Sure. Thank you so much. Really what the project is all about is basically trying to reach people in communities where they are and inspire others to do their part in their own communities, in their own cities. When we conceived the project and launched the Black Superhero Initiative, what we wanted to do was focus on communities and demographics that people had forgotten about, some stories that maybe folks have been familiar with but maybe had faded away from the news cycle, and remind those communities and remind those demographics that we were still there for them, that we were still, that we hadn't forgotten about them, and that they still mattered. So we started in Houston with people who had survived Hurricane Harvey, who were still dealing with the after effects of that devastation. And from Houston, we went to Flint, Michigan, where we were able to give out over 7,000 gallons of water, over 500 families in the Flint area that are still affected by the water crisis there. These are just two examples of stories that have been in the news that people were usually familiar with but didn't realize were still being people were still being adversely affected by. So,
exactly.
You know, in that same vein, the rest of the service projects that we're doing and the activations across the country are all intended to encourage everyone to lead where they are simply by just doing their part. You know, our catchphrase at CSC 40 is do your part.
Yes.
Because we really believe that if everyone just sort of steps in and does what they can and leads where they are, we can have a huge, huge level of impact.
Well, you know, and I love what you're doing here because you're reminding people of, you know, our past history. And that is when we, operate in our own lanes and we're responsible. And as you say, we're doing our parts. If everybody's doing their part, the sum total of what's being affected, you know, doesn't rely on some bureaucracy or government. I think people can find and realize that, wow, we're a powerful force in and of ourselves, and hopefully we can channel that force for good, right?
You're absolutely right, Bill, and that's really where the impetus for CFC 40 started. I had just grown tired of so much of the dialogue that was taking place around, you know, who was elected and who was in office and
right.
who was being appointed and all of that. And I just wanted people to realize that regardless of who your elected officials may be, regardless of whatever structures may be in place, you still have the ability to impact change where you are.
I think exactly.
We have become far too enamored with a model of leadership that relies on one particular person or a silo of singular leaders, where if you look historically, the way that change has actually occurred substantively has been home by home, block by block, community by community, and neighborhood by neighborhood. And so reminding people that they do, in fact, have the power and the ability
exactly.
to be where they are is a big part of what we're trying to do with the Black Superhero Project and with CFC 40 as an overall organization.
Well, that's awesome, Charles, because that's what we the people are all about. If you get caught up in all the fussing and everything right now with the political environment, I keep thinking we're wasting time and wasting resources, you know, the people's money. I mean, it's just people need to take a look, just as you say, and this is why I respect all the hard work and what you're doing in empowering the local efforts there, right at the ground floor where change can be more transactional. It can be more immediate. If you're waiting on a bureaucracy or you're waiting on the government, as we know, those pullers, those that machinery operates very, very slowly. But
absolutely.
You know, you can go be a difference tomorrow. Can you not?
Absolutely.
Or today?
Yeah. Today, you know,
yes.
and that's the beauty of what, you know, this organization is about, what this project is about. You know, it doesn't require us to wait on anyone. I mean, at the end of the day, we are the ones who we've been waiting for, and it's up to us to make these things happen and to allow that substantive change to occur. And if we spend our time waiting on folks, or our energy waiting on folks, like you said, that's a lot of wasted energy, that's a lot of wasted time, and that's a lot of wasted resources that could be immediately applied to having a real and substantive impact exactly where we are, around the people who we're with each and every day.
Exactly. What cities are involved here, Charles?
So far we've been to Houston, Flint, Baltimore, Columbia, South Carolina. We will be in Boston tomorrow. We are going to be in Boston doing a day of inclusion where we will be centering returning citizens and their families and strengthening their networks as they come home from having been incarcerated and reminding them that now that they're home, we want them to live life as fully and functional and integrated members of society. That's going to be in Boston tomorrow, May 25th. After that, we have New Orleans, which is going to be working with young people from the foster care system. We have a bit, Black Superhero Day planned in Brooklyn later this month. Later this year.
Mm-hmm.
And then there are a few other projects that we're working on in Los Angeles and California. So there are a number of different cities across the country where we've been and where we're going with this project. And we're so, so, so thankful and appreciative of all of the the amazing reception that we've gotten everywhere we've gone to all the different communities we've been in.
Well, the thing is so cool, and what I understand is that here it is, you've kind of lit the torch here, and it's become rather organic because the bottom line is it's working. I mean, lives are changing. This is having a positive effect in these communities, and they're excited about it.
Yes, yes, and that is true. I mean, one of the things, Bill, that I found was, people are hungry to get involved. People are hungry to make a difference. People are hungry to participate and to belong to something greater than themselves. Oftentimes, they just don't want to build it. They don't want to be the ones to have to build it. But if you can point people in the right direction and you can give someone a discrete task and tell them, this is what you can do to make a difference. If they don't necessarily have to build it themselves, they will willingly get involved. And that's something that we've seen across the country as we've traveled from city to city. And again, we're just eternally thankful and really, really appreciative of that reception.
Well, and the fact of the matter is, let's face it, we all want to be on a winning team, right? So if we got something out there that's having a positive impact in our communities, and we're part of the formula, and we're in our lane, we can contribute what we can contribute. Like you say, not everybody is an organizer and a builder from the bottom up, but you have something to offer in the community, and you could be that key puzzle piece that to take the program to a next level, to make a positive effect that without you wouldn't happen, right?
That's right. I mean, and that's why, we're doing what we're doing. And that's, I think, why we're able to have the impact that we're having across the country. You're absolutely right. That's sort of the idea and the impetus for why we got started and what we hope to inspire across the country.
Well, Charles Coleman Jr., a seasoned civil rights attorney, legal analyst who has quickly emerged as one of the strongest thought leaders and modern voices in today's conversation on race, law, culture, politics, social justice, and civil rights. Tomorrow in Boston, the team will be there blessing the community and starting to get that ripple effect for change in a positive direction occurring there. So all the best for you there in Boston tomorrow, Charles. Where can people go? We got 10 seconds for more information.
Sure. Thanks, Bill. You can learn more at www.cfc40.org.
Individuals and businesses with tax problems, listen carefully. Do you feel like you're losing control of your finances? If you owe over $10,000 in back taxes or have unfiled tax returns, we can help you take back control. The IRS is the largest and most aggressive collection agency in the world, and they can seize your bank accounts, garnish your paycheck, close your business, and file criminal charges. Take control of your tax problem now by calling the experts at U.S. Tax Shield. And take advantage of the Fresh Start program and new laws that may allow us to negotiate a settlement for the lowest amount possible. Our team of tax attorneys and enrolled agents can stop collections and get you protected so you can take control of your financial future. U.S. Tax Shield offers a price protection guaranteed quote to get you protected today. U.S. Tax Shield is A-plus rated with the Better Business Bureau, so call now. 800-536-4436. That's 800-536-4436. U.S. Tax Shield. 800-536-4436.
Are you looking for senior care for your mom or dad but don't know where to start? Hi, I'm Jen Lennon with The Place for Mom. Nobody knows your parent or loved one better than you, and nobody knows senior living better than the experts at A Place for Mom. They've helped thousands of families find the right place for their mom or dad.
I was so glad that I called A Place for Mom. My advisor really listened and was truly my partner in finding senior care for my dad. She went out of her way to get to know him as a person and was always there whenever I had a question.
The senior living advisors at A Place for Mom partner with thousands of families every month, listening and offering local knowledge and advice to help find the best senior living communities across the country. And it's a free service. Here's the number.
Call A Place for Mom at 1-800-359-3360.
There's a place for answers. A Place for Mom. Call today.
Call A Place for Mom at 1-800-359-3360. That's 1-800-359-3360.
The Genesis Communications Network is one of America's premier broadcasters of captivating talk radio. We thank you for listening. Now, just imagine, there are thousands of people who are just as passionate about radio as you are. But what you may not realize is how easy and affordable it is to advertise with us. Radio commercials for your business could be heard on hundreds of radio stations across the U.S. every day. We can help you by creating an effective radio advertising campaign for your company. From script writing to producing your commercial, just like the one you're listening to right now, no other network provides the level of customer service we do. When it comes to radio advertising, we are your one-stop shop. And no matter how big or small your business is, we can help. Email us at advertise@gcnlive.com and an experienced advertising executive will help you take the first step towards driving more customers to your business or website. Advertise@gcnlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective.
Hi, this is Dr. Joel Wallach, the Mineral Doctor. You've heard me talk about 90 for Life for years. 60 minerals, 16 vitamins, 12 amino acids, 2 fatty acids. You may not know this, that I've actually designed Arthrodex for animals. That's right. Your pets need 90 for Life, too. Get this essential pet product by calling 877-279-9422. That's 877-279-9422. Again, 877-279-9422.
Join me, George Norrie, in Indian Wells, California, May 31st to June 3rd for the Contact in the Desert UFO Conference, an epic weekend of exploration into ancient aliens, human origins, crop circles, and UFO sightings. More than 100 lectures, panels, workshops, and events with leading experts like Giorgio Tsoukalos, David Wilcock, Linda Moulton Howe, Eric Von Doniken, Doc Wallach, and so many more. Get your tickets today at contactinthedesert.com. It's time to make contact. Contactinthedesert.com.
Life, liberty, and the pursuit of happiness. What more could you want? Bill Martinez Live.
Back with you, America. 14 minutes before the top of the hour. Bill Martinez here. Great to have you along with us as we ease on into this hallowed celebratory time that we pause to remember those that have paid the ultimate price and the families that are left behind this Memorial Day weekend. As we were talking with Colonel Ralph Peters, I always take days like this for me, and I would encourage you all to find some time to reconnect with the U.S. Constitution. You know, we hear that in debates and talk about it, but yet, as Ralph said, surprisingly, we're disappointed as to how little people really know about the Constitution, because we really don't remind ourselves. You know, we don't read it, and you know, especially in this time and period of our country's life, it is critical for us to activate our citizenship and to understand what it is that we are fussing and fighting over, okay? So read the Constitution, and don't forget to remember Memorial Day, Memorial Weekend, and may it be a hallowed day for you and your family as well. Chuck Stetson is joining us now. He's the founder of the Healthcare Impact Foundation, and he's going to be reporting on the official new guidelines for reducing risk of Alzheimer's from the United Nations World Health Organization. Chuck, welcome to the show. How are you?
Well, thank you very much, and I just liked your intro on the Constitution. That's one of the things that we do in one of our other foundations. We actually have a Constitution reader that we use for Constitution Day, September 17th, that comes up. And it's a thing for the public schools so they can understand the background of, you know, how we got the Constitution, what it means.
Exactly. So, and, Chuck, I think that every holiday, 4th of July, Memorial Day, Veterans Day, I mean, anytime you can have an excuse to reconnect with the Constitution, it's to our benefit. I appreciated the story when I was interviewing Charles Krautheimer's son, Daniel, and what his dad would do. You may know the story. On 4th of July, during the, you know, family get together and have friends over. In fact, Juan Williams even mentioned his experience with this, is that they would go around. There'd be a dozen people there in the backyard, and they would go around and read portions of the Constitution. And I thought, wow, what a neat thing to do. You know, I mean, pause all the political debating and stuff and get everybody together and say, hey, look at, let's read why we can even have this conversation.
Absolutely. So I just want to commend you because this is such a special weekend right. coming up, and I can say that particularly as a veteran. So
yes, amen. I'm right with you.
Great.
I'm right with you. Well, Chuck, tell us about these new guidelines.
Last week the World Health Organization came out with the risk reduction guidelines for cognitive decline and dementia, and this is a consensus document of the leading scholars around the world. Which validates the research that's already out there that shows that one-third to up to a half of Alzheimer's is preventable. And, you know, a lot of people think, oh, we need more government research and more funding for research. No, we don't. We need to start implementing this. If we implemented this in the U.S., we're spending $288 billion, rounded up to $300 billion. We got one-third of Alzheimer's prevented. That's $100 billion we'd be saving the taxpayer. You're in for freedom and liberty.
Right.
You know, how about the spending of taxpayer money? Why don't we do some savings here?
Exactly. Well, I'm all for savings, but I'm especially excited that we have our fellow citizens that are not victims of Alzheimer's, that we're relieving them of that, what some, you know, have almost prepared themselves to say, well, if I live long enough, I'm going to have to deal with Alzheimer's. Not necessarily, according to the World Health Organization.
Right. And let me just frame it for the 65 year and older people. Mm-hmm. You know, what happens is that people will retire, and that means that they stop exercising, they sit at home, they watch TV, eat pizza, all exactly the wrong things. They don't exercise their brain. You got to exercise your body, and you got to exercise your brain. One of the things they found out in the last 20 years is they thought in the medical profession that the brain just deteriorated as you got older. Not true. Mm-hmm. They found out that you actually can create neurons, and you create neurons by doing things like doing a crossword puzzle, learning a new language, or even just if you're right-handed, using your left hand for 2 weeks, you're creating neurons in your brain. That's what you got to do.
Yeah, plus on top of that, you're confusing the holy what have you out of your wife because she's going, well, you were never left-handed before, and you could have fun with that, just saying.
You certainly can. And the other thing that we're focused on is working with the university students. We have to get the next generation to understand this. And already we've gotten feedback as we work with the next generation. They know that a lot of their parents are going to get Alzheimer's because, you know, they're not paying attention. They don't want it. The kids don't want it themselves. They know nothing about it, and they don't want to be solicited. So I think the university is a great place. You know, the university is supposed to prepare you for life. How about preparing people for better health?
Exactly.
That's preparing people for life, right?
Right, exactly. It's part and parcel. I mean, it's one thing to have life, but hey, we want it to its full abundance, and we know that healthy people, they not only live longer, but they enjoy life mo better, as they would say. Tell us about your involvement with the Global BetterHealth.org group.
Yeah, what we're trying to do is several things. First off, we're trying to get the word out. So on the website, globalbetterhealth.org, we have a lot of original content. For example, we have the story of Meryl Comer as a caregiver. She was one of the top first women in journalism to actually anchor a TV network news in Washington, D.C. But when her husband got early onset Alzheimer's, she had to take care of him. And the problem ultimately is that he lost his job. She lost her job. She had to give up her job, and now they have to pay for all these caregivers. It's just a total mess. And what we have is we have original content, and then underneath it we have the research that backs up all the statements that I'm making, that like one-third to one-half of Alzheimer's is preventable. We have several studies that have been made that academically, independently confirm all this.
Mm-hmm. Exactly. Well, that's excellent. Now, how has Worldwide Fingers, that initiative, shown us that preventing Alzheimer's is the only way to effectively manage the condition?
Yeah, and you know, I just call your attention to yesterday, Newsweek came out, and we've been working very closely with the editors of Newsweek, and there's this was in connection with the World Health Organization. The title of it, with no cure on the horizon, only a healthier lifestyle can slow the deadly march of Alzheimer's disease. And one of the things that they're doing in the, so that's Newsweek, and that reaches 22 million people in Europe, in the U.S., and in Asia. But in the Fingers study, is Nikki Vapelko. She's one of our scientific advisors. She works with the World Health Organization. She started in Finland, and she's now, it was in January, she only had 15 countries. She's up to 25 countries, and she's looking at, is there any difference, you know, in terms of eating styles and habits and all that from one country to another? But she believes that we probably can get up to a half. You know, myself, I go to the Cooper Clinic. There are 20,000 of us over 20 years that have a 38% less incidence of Alzheimer's, and that's without any incentives. That's without trying. I think Mia's right. I think we can get to a half.
Wow. Yeah. Well, you know, it starts with a vision, right? And with the evidence that we've been able to discern just through practical application. And, of course, I guess we can say certified by the World Health Organization with the United Nations. You, all your organizations associated with your organization and people at large should be greatly encouraged that Alzheimer's doesn't have to be the problem that we've almost resigned and just gave ourselves up to, have we not?
Yeah, and, you know, it's actually a phenomenon of the last 100 years in developed countries, moving into developed countries, developing countries like China. It doesn't exist in to any degree in the underdeveloped countries. And, you know, this is a self-inflicted wound. And so what happens is you can go to the T.H. Chan, did a study there at the School of Public Health at Harvard. They did a study last year. It shows that women should live to 95 and men should live to 87. Why don't they live that long? Well, what we're doing is we're actually living 10 years shorter because what we're doing is we're cutting our life short at great cost to the government because we don't eat well. We don't keep our weight under control. We have terrible food. We sit around too much, and we drink too much, and in some cases, we smoke. We can't do that. We got to stop doing that.
Yeah. And, of course, this is incorporated in some of the tactics for prevention that you've been sharing, these ideas that you've garnered from worldwide experts on reducing dementia. What else should we be aware of? We've got about 40 seconds left here, Chuck.
Well, I just go to, I just urge your audience to go to two things. One is to go to the website globalbetterhealth.org, which has the stories. So even the layperson or the doctor can look at it. But more importantly, if you want to look at the research, we have the academic research posted. And I'd also urge you to look at the Newsweek story, with no cure on the horizon, only a healthier lifestyle can slow the deadly march of Alzheimer's disease. And it summarizes kind of what I've been talking about.
No, it's a great column written by our friend Lee Habib. Very well written, and will you know, spurn the conversation, and that's what it's all about. And hey, we got to keep it moving. He's the founder of the Healthcare Impact Foundation, reporting on the official new guidelines for reducing risk of Alzheimer's. Chuck Stetson on Bill Martinez Law.
These pains, my neck, my back, shoulders. I've got to get some relief.
Stress from everyday life, past injuries, or surgeries can cause inflammation that leads to pain, but you don't want to take another pill.
There's an easier, healthier way, right?
Yes, with hot or cold therapy products at sunshine-pillows.com.
Pillows? For my aches and pains?
Oh, not just pillows. Sunshine-pillows.com has the best selection of custom heated neck wraps and heated neck pillows, plus travel pillows, microwavable body heating wraps, and more. It's all available to you online.
Finally, stress relief with no drugs.
Right, and now you can buy any select combo up to $150 and get 30% off. Just use this promo code, SAVE30, when you click sunshine-pillows.com. Save 30% when you spend up to $150 on any select combo. Use promo code SAVE30. Sunshine-pillows.com. Your complete line of therapeutic pillows and pads.
maybe not today.